Now, it's not that often we get to speak with anyone inside North Korea, but we're going to do that right now because Will Ripley, CNN's international correspondent, is on his 16th trip to North Korea, his 7th this year, and he joins us from Pyongyang on Skype. Will, welcome to Here and Now.
Nice to be with you, Magna.
Well, you spoke with a senior North Korean official just recently. Tell us, who is this man and what did he tell you?
His name is Ri Yong-pil, and he is a senior diplomat at North Korea's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. It's pretty difficult to have a conversation right now with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, particularly as an American journalist. As you probably know, they've cut off all diplomatic communications with the United States, and they did that after President Trump's speech at the United Nations General Assembly last month when he threatened to totally destroy North Korea and called their supreme leader, Kim Jong-un, Little Rocket Man. At that point, the North Koreans essentially decided that talk with the United States was just not going to get them anywhere. Also, mixed messaging from Secretary of State Tillerson talking about diplomacy, but then President Trump hinting repeatedly about the potential for war. And so the sense that we get from the North Koreans is that they want to prove their capabilities to the United States by demonstrating that they can detonate a nuclear device above ground, the type of device that they could use to threaten the mainland United States.
I mean, this person told you that the United States or the world should take literally their threat to do an above ground test.
It's important to also keep in mind the North Korean mindset about nuclear weapons, which is very different from the way that we view them in the U.S. North Korea feels that nuclear weapons will actually provide peace and stability to the region, which is counterintuitive to what most around the world believe. But they look at other countries like the United States and Russia and China that have significant nuclear arsenals, and they see that these countries are relatively secure, not at risk of being invaded. And so they feel if they also can prove that they have a similar capability, that they will be allowed to exist. Of course, the real danger here, and I've chatted with U.S. government officials just within the last week, is that if they were to go through with such a provocative test that is so dangerous on so many levels, that it could trigger a series of events that could take this region and the world down a road from which there might be no return.
I mean, an above-ground nuclear test is significantly different than the below-ground test that North Korea has performed. I mean, so put this in context for us a little bit. How significant would it be if they actually did this?
The world has not seen an above-ground thermonuclear detonation in nearly four decades since China did it back in 1980. And the reason why countries have stopped doing it is because there are obviously so many risks, environmental risks. What if something went wrong? What if the detonation occurred in an area that was not fully secure and people were in the path of this? So there are just so many reasons why nearly every analyst would advise North Korea, if they could, not to go through with this. But from the North Korean perspective, they look at the fact that the United States and Russia and China and other countries have conducted these tests. It was a natural evolution in their own nuclear programs decades ago, and they feel completely justified in the final stages of their own nuclear development to conduct this kind of test on their own.
Wow. Well, you cite senior officials on both sides in North Korea and the United States who have been telling you, and this isn't necessarily new, but like that diplomacy, it has totally broken down here. We've got a little bit of sound from one of your interviews with a North Korean official.
So then I ask, what needs to happen for diplomacy to resume?
The U.S. needs to understand our new strategic power and fundamentally eliminate its hostile policy towards the DPRK.
So that's the view from North Korea. But Will, what are American diplomats telling you? Is there this understanding and is there any room for a backing down?
They are deeply troubled, and the diplomats who deal directly with North Korea would like to have a conversation to try to figure out a way to walk back from this. But the difficulty here is that they don't have a lot of legitimacy in the eyes of the North Koreans, again, going back to the mixed messaging from the Trump administration. You have the man at the top talking about a calm before the storm, and then you have his Secretary of State saying, but there's still a diplomatic path. Who are the North Koreans going to find more credible here, especially given the fact that their narrative for decades has been that the United States is just waiting at their doorstep, waiting to invade or drop a nuclear bomb on them?
Well, and now we have President Trump who leaves for Asia next week, and he's scheduled to be visiting South Korea. Any sense as to how that trip may affect this very delicate moment?
Well, certainly the big question is, will President Trump visit the demilitarized zone along the 38th parallel that separates North and South Korea? The indications based on CNN reporting is that he may avoid that area, which, by the way, would break precedent because every U.S. president since the Korean War has visited the DMZ. It's a place where you can show the U.S. military's commitment to defending the South side of the Korean Peninsula. But the fear with President Trump is that if he were to go to such a sensitive place, literally within eyesight of North Korean soldiers and lots of heavy artillery pointed in either direction, and if he were to go there and make an inflammatory statement, that could really drive the situation to an even worse place than it is right now, if you can even imagine that happening.
Well, Will Ripley is CNN's international correspondent speaking with us from Pyongyang, North Korea. Will, thank you so very much.
Great to be with you. Thank you.